there. I'm Virginia Cha at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. Voters in four states going to the polls today, balloting that could end or extend the Democratic race for the presidential nomination. And it could settle the Republican contest. The Democratic contest is drawing the most attention. It's the tightest race, the biggest delegate prize, Texas, which holds party primaries today and caucuses tonight. Ohio has a big delegate count as well. They are up for grabs. Senator Barack Obama coming off 11 straight state victories, while Senator Hillary Clinton is looking to close the gap in delegates. Neither candidate is close to the number needed for the nomination. Meantime, wins in Texas and Ohio could put Senator John McCain over the top for the Republican nomination. Rhode Island and Vermont also holding primaries today. President Bush met with Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House today. On the agenda was the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, which at the moment is non-existent. Each side is blaming the other for the fighting in Gaza, which has killed more than 100 Palestinians, at least three Israelis as well. Last week, Israel says it's targeting militants who keep firing rockets into its territory. King Abdullah has warned that unless a deal is reached this year, the chances for lasting peace in the region could be set back for decades. More needs to be done to prevent distressed homeowners from falling into disclosure. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is calling for additional action. Bernanke says even with relief efforts underway by industry and government officials, foreclosures and late payments on home mortgages will likely rise a while longer. Rising foreclosures signal more problems for the housing market and for the national economy, which many fear is on the verge of a recession or may already be in one. If you live in one of four states fighting against adopting secure IDs, you could have trouble traveling. The Homeland Security Department warns people from Maine, Montana, New Hampshire, and South Carolina that they won't be able to use their driver's licenses to get on domestic flights starting in May. Those states have not complied with new federal driver license laws. Some say the law is expensive and invades privacy. After 17 seasons in the NFL, quarterback Brett Favre is finally ready to retire. Favre broke the news that he will not be back next season to the Green Bay Packers to coach Mike McCarthy last night. Many people thought Favre would return because he led his team to a resurgent 13-3 season this year. He broke several career records, including Dan Marino's record for career touchdown passes. The 38-year-old also holds the record for most consecutive starts. Favre is planning to hold a news conference at 4 p.m. Eastern today to make the official announcement. We hope to carry that for you. Those are the headlines at this hour. Stay with CNN for more on all those stories and your other news of the day.